בוקר טוב חברים, אנחנו היום עשירייה תורנית.
Today, tens on duty are Argentina, 10 number 4, Germany, Nuremberg, number 2, Petach Tikva 18, and the Hevel group in Romania. We're standing here before you, excited. We want to take this state and use it all the way we can to draw the light together and bring here the Shekhinah between us together in happiness and to do everything we can in order to be able to truly feel it between us. And we'll start with a part, please. Good morning, friends. Our sages said, make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. This means that one can make a new environment for oneself. This environment will help him obtain one the greatness of his Rav through the love of friends who appreciate the Rav. Through love of friends, discussing the greatness of the Rav, each of them receives the sensation of his greatness. This bestowal upon one's Rav will become reception and sufficient motivation to an extent that will bring him to engage in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. They said about that, that the Torah is acquired by 48 virtues, by serving friends, and by meticulousness of the sages. This is because, besides serving the Rav, one needs the meticulousness with the friends as well, the friends' influence. So they will affect him, the obtainment of his Rav's greatness. This is so because obtaining the greatness depends entirely on the environment. A single person cannot do a thing about it whatsoever. We'll go to a workshop question from Germany, please.
This is a question for an active workshop. How does the love of friends help us reach the greatness of the Rav? How does the love of friends help us reach the greatness of the Rav?
How does love of friends help us reach the greatness of the Rav? Everything in the spiritual reality is impossible if not for the friends. As we know that the Creator is revealed only through the friends and the greatness of the Rav through the environment. We got a good example in the meal yesterday in the morning, what Chaim said about Rabash, about his feeling. It's things that are carved in your heart.
We have to raise to our highest joy all of the things that our teachers teach us and live by. This is the greatness of the Rav. Nothing else, nothing that has to do with, God forbid, physical things. And the only way to do this, really, is the friends. The connection with the friends, what I hear from them, the work we do together, all of those. This is what enables to raise the value of bestowal to the highest place possible. And this is a very unique work, even holy work, we should say, and we should do this full force all the time.
If you want to reach love of friends, so in everything that's revealed, in each and every state, and love everybody, and not part like this or part like that, so you must have greatness of the Rav, because it's the only thing you're aiming for. And if not, so you have no chance. Now you can say, so what? But if it's important for you, because it's important for the Rav, so you understand that you must love the friends.
We saw that the importance is bought by the environment, that a person is completely 100% influenced by his environment, and that as much as he appreciates his environment, he can acquire what's important to them. So love of friends is one of the most initial things to absorb from the environment, the importance of the goal.
I also thought about it, I agree. Why do I love the friends? Because they have my mutual goal. So if we have the same mutual goal, and we are following our spiritual leader in it, so through this greatness that we all have from each one's individual place to attain the goal, you understand that there's no other way to attain the goal if not for love of friends.
Love of friends is the way to take an abstract value to something concrete that we can really feel and sense and talk about and work with. Without love of friends, it's really all philosophy. That's it. Also, the Rav cannot be felt. There's not even a way to contact him without first connection with the friends. That's it. That's the whole thing, really. It's very critical. The love of friends, or the working love of friends, our desire, the desire to desire connection, is the basis that everything sits on.
So again, as much as I need to love the friends in this way, I need to know about the greatness of the Rav. The question, if I have the greatness of the Rav, what does that even mean?
Yeah, there has to be a connection, and there can't be connection without the greatness of the friends. Therefore, it's something that depends. That depends on the other thing. It's also the other way around. Without greatness of the Rav, or the upper degree, there can't be greatness of the friends either.
One completes the other. There has to be greatness to begin with. Because why am I going to work anyway? And also the direction of the goal. Otherwise, what is love of friends for? That's also one that completes the other. That one can't stand before the other, can't even be in the right direction if he's not there. That's a lot of wisdom that we learn from the Kabbalists, how to really go in the right direction. with the correct motivation, let's say.
Second workshop question from Argentina, please.
Is there anyone else wants to say something?
Argentina, דברו בבקשה.
Argentina, please speak.
Jaden, all lies from lies from lies from lies.
טוב, אנחנו נקריא את השאלה.
Okay, we'll read the question.
Germany. חברים, ארגנטינה הייתה צריכה לשאול את השאלה השנייה.
Friends from Argentina, we're supposed to ask the following. This is a question for silent thinking. Check yourself. Do you see your present good environment already in spirituality? And the next question for a silent workshop, everyone checks himself. Do you see your present good environment already in spirituality? Do you see your present good environment already in spirituality?
שירו לו זמרו לו שיחו בכל נפלאותיו שירו לו זמרו לו שיחו בכל נפלאותיו התעללו בשם קודשו התעללו בשם קודשו ישמח לב מבקשי השם ישמח לב מבקשי השם התעללו בשם קודשו התעללו בשם קודשו ישמח לב מבקשי השם ישמח לב מבקשי השם